Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed a bunch of big pharma for me to use to help with my blood pressure and diabetes, and those things did absolutely nothing for me. My blood pressure was out of control, my diabetes was out of control. Well, I had to go an alternative route. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products advertised on DIY Health here at EFR. And the results have been very pleasing to me. My blood pressure is down. My blood sugar is down. My weight is down. All in all, I feel really good. Now, this is due to diet and exercise and the use of these products to give my body the nutrients it needs to basically heal itself. I recommend them. If you would like to try these products, please contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's 901-553-6900. Tell him what's going on and he can help you out. Now, this program has to be accompanied by self-control. You can't just pig out all the time. You have to control your diet and get some exercise, which I have done. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe, forward into battle, see his banner go.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show's word for word, I'm Pastor Steve. This is show number 452. We will be getting into the book of 1 Corinthians today. And this is Paul, or Shaul, speaking to the church at Corinth. And he is getting on them a little bit about divisions in the church and factionalism that has occurred in the church. People following this one, people following that one. Well, it's the same in Christian identity today. People, I'm a follower of Pastor so-and-so. Well, no, I'm a follower of so-and-so. Okay. You need to follow Yeshua Messiah and stay in the Word. If anything that anybody says to you as a preacher or whatever contradicts what's in the Word, and we've had a bunch of them lately that have just gone off on tangents, and you need to be vigilant. Don't follow men, follow Yeshua, and that includes me. Don't follow me. I might lead you over a cliff, okay? You stay in the Word, you study the Word to show yourself approved. Don't follow men, okay? Men will lead you astray. That's a word to the wise, okay? Let's get into this. He explains all of this thoroughly in this first chapter. Verse 1 of chapter 1. Shaul, a called emissary of Yeshua Messiah by the desire of Elohim and brother Sosthenes, Sosthenes was probably his scribe because Paul's vision was going at that point. He was having trouble with his vision. Okay, verse 2. To the assembly of Elohim, which is at Corinth, to those who are set apart in Messiah Yeshua, called set apart ones, with all those calling on the name of Yeshua Messiah, our Master, in every place, theirs and ours. And you can reference the book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 1 on that verse. Acts 18, 1. Verse 3. Favor to you and peace from Elohim, our Father, and the Master Yeshua Messiah. Verse 4. I thank my Elohim always concerning you for the favor of Elohim which was given to you by Messiah Yeshua. Verse 5. That in him you were enriched in all, in every word and all knowledge. Verse 6. As the witness of Messiah was confirmed in you. Verse 7. So that you are not lacking in any gift. Eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Master Yeshua Messiah. Verse 8. Who shall also confirm you to the end, unreprovable in the day of our Master Yeshua Messiah. That's the day of his return. Okay? They will be part of the remnant, which is the ultimate goal. That's the goal of this ministry, to bring the fence sitters of Israel into the remnant, to make them make a decision to get off that fence and become active in their faith. Okay? Verse 9. Elohim is trustworthy, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Yeshua Messiah, our Master. Verse 10. And I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Master Yeshua Messiah, that you all agree, now here's the point, and that there be no division among you, but that you be knit together in the same mind and in the same opinion. In other words, don't follow factions. I told you about the factionalism. Well, it's the same today. Verse 11. For I have been informed concerning you, my brothers, by those of Chloe, that there are strifes among you. Okay, and here he nails it down. This is verse 12, and you can reference the book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 24. That's Acts 18, 24 for verse 12. And here is verse 12. Pay attention to this. What I mean is this, that each one of you says, I am of Shaul, or I am of Apollos, or I am of Kepha, or I am of Messiah. Factionalism, okay? Around men. Followers of preachers instead of following Messiah. Don't follow preachers. Follow what the Messiah said in the Word. If the preacher is preaching the Word, that will be evident. Because there are those out there that are called preachers that are not preaching the true Word. They are preaching deception. You have to be very, very careful, especially on the internet. Okay? This internet can be very good, but it can be very bad as well. Verse 13. Has the Messiah been divided? He asked them a very pointed question. Was Shaul impaled for you? Or were you immersed in the name of Shaul? Okay, we just did baptisms at the Feast of Tabernacles. I didn't baptize anybody in my name. I said in obedience to the command given by Yahweh and Yeshua that people be immersed, I baptize you in the name of Yahweh and of Yeshua Messiah. That's where your baptism is. You get immersed in the water, and Yeshua will baptize you in fire, the fire of the Holy Spirit. You don't baptize in the name of a man. You don't follow men. You follow Yeshua Messiah. That's what he's telling them back then, and that's what I'm telling you now. Don't follow me, follow Yeshua. Okay? Don't follow men. I could make a mistake, you know, but Yeshua could not. Here is verse 14. And you can reference Acts chapter 18, verse 8. Acts 18, verse 8, and Acts 19, verse 29, Acts 19, verse 29, and the book of Romans, chapter 16, verse 23. That's Romans 16, 23. It's verse 14. I thank Elohim that I immerse not one of you except Crispus and Gaius. Verse 15, that no one should say that I immersed into my own name, because they were all attacking Paul. Even some of the faithful were jealous of Paul. And they would say things about him. They're Paul bashers today. They don't read what Paul says. They don't research the word, but they'll just bash Paul. Oh, Paul made his own church. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. They don't want to do their homework. That's the problem. They are lazy. It's laziness that gets us into trouble today. Verse 16. Now I did also immerse the household of Stephanas. For the rest, I do not know whether I immersed anyone else. He's getting a little old. And for that, you can reference 1 Corinthians 16, verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 15 on verse 16 here. Verse 17. For Messiah did not send me to immerse, but to bring the good news, not with wisdom of words, that the stake of Messiah should not be nullified. In other words, he didn't speak flowering language, so you're impressed with his rhetoric. He just gave you the straight truth. Verse 18. Listen to this. For the word of the stake, that's about the crucifixion, is indeed foolishness to those who are perishing, those that are dying a spiritual death. Okay. But to us who are saved, it is the power of Elohim. The news of the crucifixion is the power of God himself as a gift to us so we won't perish spiritually. Verse 19. verse 19. And for verse 19, you can reference Isaiah chapter 29, verse 14. Isaiah 29, 14. And Matthew 11, 25. Matthew 11, chapter 11, 25. Romans chapter 1, verse 22. And Romans 1, 22. Verse 19. For it has been written, I shall destroy the wisdom of the wise and set aside the learning of the learned ones. Here's verse 20. Verse 20, you can reference Job chapter 12, verse 17. Job 12, 17. Isaiah chapter 19, verse 12. Chapter 33, verse 18. And chapter 44, verse 25. That's Isaiah 19, 12. 33:18 and 44:25, verse 20 here. Where is the wise? Where is the scholar? Where is the debater of this age? Has not Elohim made foolish the wisdom of this world? Okay, that's order of arrangement again. Okay. This order of arrangement. Verse 21, and you can reference the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. That's in your Apocrypha. That's the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. For since in the wisdom of Elohim, the world through wisdom did not know Elohim. In other words, the order of arrangement didn't know Yahweh, because it's a satanic order of arrangement. It pleased Elohim through the foolishness of preaching to save those who believe. Because the word goes into your heart, and then you are saved from spiritual destruction if you believe and follow Yeshua Messiah. Here you go again. This is who he's speaking to. Verse 22. And since Yahudim ask a sign and Greeks seek wisdom, Judeans ask for a sign. They always wanted a sign. Verse 23, yet we proclaim Messiah impaled to the Yahudim, the Judeans, a stumbling block, and to the Greeks, foolishness. Verse 24, but to those who are called, both Yahudim and Greeks, Messiah, the power of Elohim and the wisdom of Elohim. All right. No one comes to the Father unless he calls them. And he's not calling everybody. Okay, there are some people that have seared their heart and their conscience, and by their lifestyle, they are not repentant. They're not following the teachings. They may go to church on Sunday, but they're still living in the world and are of the world, and they are not called. He's not going to take everybody. That's the fallacy of the Judeo-Christian churches. Oh, we're all saved. No, we're not. Only those who make that covenant are saved from destruction. Those that don't make the covenant aren't saved. I don't care if they're Israel or not. You have to get off that fence and start following in your actions and your lifestyle, not just belief. Oh, I believe. Well, the devils believe too, and they tremble. But they don't follow Yeshua. Well, if you believe but don't follow him, what good is it? It's not doing you a bit of good. Verse 25. For the foolishness of Elohim is wiser than men. And the weakness of Elohim is stronger than men. Verse 26. For look at your calling, brothers, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. Verse 27. But Elohim has chosen the foolish of the world to put to shame the wise. And Elohim has chosen the weak of the world to put to shame the strong. Okay? These people that think they're wise. Okay? People that think they're strong. The wisdom and the strength is in Yeshua. But they would consider it weakness and foolishness to follow the teachings of the Messiah. Because that's the opinion of the world, the order of arrangement today. They laugh and scoff. Okay. Verse 28. And Elohim has chosen the lowborn of the world and the despised and the ones that are not, that he might bring to naught the ones that are. Verse 29, so that no flesh should boast in his presence. In other words, you don't save yourself. A preacher doesn't save you. Church membership doesn't save you. It's believing and doing the word of Yeshua. You have to do it. You can't just say it. You got to do it. And the Judeo-Christian churches don't preach that. Just believing is enough to them. That's wrong. That's a false teaching. Verse 30. And of him you are in, Messiah Yeshua, who became for us wisdom from Elohim, righteousness also, and set apartness and redemption. Verse 31. And you can reference Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24. Verse 31. That, as it has been written, he who boasts, let him boast in Yahweh. Talk of the magnificence of Yahweh, not your own or some preacher or whatever. It's not church membership that saves. It's not being baptized that saves. It's not running up to the altar that saves. It's being out in the world with all the problems and all the temptations and still following and doing what Yeshua taught us. And there's a price to that. It gets rough out here if you actually follow. Because the world is in opposition to the teachings of the Messiah. Now, that ends chapter 1. Let's get into chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, verse 1. And when I came to you, brothers, I did not come with excellence of speech or wisdom, proclaiming to you the witness of Elohim. Verse 2. For I resolved not to know any among you except Yeshua, Messiah, and him impaled. Verse 3, and I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Verse 4, book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 9, for verse 3. Acts 18, 9. Verse 4 of chapter 2. And my word and my preaching were not with persuasive words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. In other words, he wasn't preaching what men said. He's preaching the word. Verse 5. In order that your belief should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of Elohim. Verse 6. Yet we speak wisdom among those who are perfect, and not the wisdom of this age or order of arrangement, okay, nor of the rulers of this age that are being brought to naught. In other words, the rulers that were going to be brought to nothing. Well, that's the prince and power of the air who will be destroyed and brought to nothing. Okay? He's the ruler of this age. And his time is getting short and he's getting desperate. Verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of Elohim, which was hidden in a secret, and which Elohim ordained before the ages for our esteem, before the foundation of the world. Okay? That's the ordinances of Yahweh. They've always stood. They still stand. Verse 8. And you can reference the book of Baruch, chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. Baruch 3, 14 through 17. That's in the Apocrypha. Verse 8. Which no one of the rulers of this age knew. For if they had known, they would not have impaled the master of esteem. In other words, these evil Edomites and their Israelite minions that were following them, if they knew the truth, the Edomites didn't participate in the death of Yeshua. Oh no, they sent the foolish Israelites that were following them in their lies. They were behind it. But it's like all this other stuff. They have other people do their bidding. All the wars we fought, white people killing white people at the behest of the Edomites. Genocide by brothers. Oh boy. Verse 9 of chapter 2, you can reference Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4. That's Isaiah 64, 4. And the book of Sirach in your Apocrypha, chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Sirach 1, 9 and 10. Verse 9. But as it has been written, eye has not seen and ear has not heard, nor have entered into the heart of man what Elohim has prepared for those who love him. All right. Only the chosen, the ones that are called out, get this knowledge. Okay, verse 10. But Elohim has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all matters, even the depths of Elohim. The Holy Spirit reveals things to us. Verse 11. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man that is in him. So also the thoughts of Elohim no one has known except the spirit of Elohim. Verse 12. And we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit that is from Elohim, in order to know what Elohim has favorably given us, verse 13, which we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the set-apart spirit teaches, comparing spiritual matters with spiritual matters. Verse 14. But the natural man does not receive the matters of the spirit of Elohim, for they are foolishness to him, and he is unable to know them because they are spiritually discerned. Verse 15. But he who is spiritual discerns indeed all matters, but he himself is discerned by no one. Verse 16, you can reference Isaiah chapter 40, verse 13. Isaiah 40, verse 13. For who has known the mind of Yahweh? Who shall instruct him? But we have the mind of Messiah, because he came down and gave the teachings. And they were written down and recorded, and we can follow them. And we know his mind because he gave it to us. Okay, that ends chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians. Now let's go into chapter 3. And I, brothers, was not able to speak to you as to spiritual, but as to fleshly, as to babes in Messiah. Now, what does he mean by that? Well, he explains that. Pardon me, I have to use my nasal spray here. I have a little morning congestion. Verse 2, and you can reference the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. Hebrews 5, 12 and 13. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able. In other words, they were having these divisions. They were following men because they were following the flesh, which is the habit of men. You have to get away from this factionalism and follow the word, not men. Okay, don't follow preachers. Preachers come and go. Preachers live and die. But the word is always with us. Verse 3, for you are still fleshly. For since there is envy and strife and divisions among you, are you not fleshly and walking according to man? Well, these are things of men. Envy, strife, and divisions. What do we have today? Do we have envy, strife, and divisions? Sure we do. Walking according to man. Verse 4. Reference 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. For when one says, I am Shaul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not fleshly? You're following men, not the teachings of Yahshua. And he tells who they are. Verse 5. What then is Apollos? And what is Shaul? But servants through whom you believed as the master assigned to each. Apollos is a preacher. Okay. Servants through whom you believe, but you don't put the man that's the preacher on the pedestal. You put Yahshua on the pedestal because he will never fail you. A man might. And he goes on here, verse 6. And you can reference the book of Acts, chapter 18, verses 4 through 11, and verses 24 through 28. That's Acts 18, 4 through 11, and 24 through 28. Verse 6 here. I planted, Apollos watered, but Elohim was giving growth. All right. Shaul gave him the word. He planted the seed. Apollos, after Shaul had left, watered that seed through preaching, through the word, spiritual reinforcement. But Elohim was giving the growth. Yahweh was making the word grow. Okay. Verse 7. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is any at all. We're just workers. We're servants. Hired help. Okay. But Elohim, who gives the increase. Yahweh makes it grow, not us. We'll just give you the word. We'll give you a little spiritual reinforcement like what I'm doing here. Teachings. Okay. But the results come from Yahweh himself. Verse 8. And he who plants and he who waters are one. And each one shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. If we're serving Yahweh, he will bless us, especially when the kingdom comes in its fullness. Verse 9, for we are fellow workers of Elohim. You are the field of Elohim, the building of Elohim. That's what it says in verse 9. You're the field in which the harvest grows. Okay. Verse 10. According to the favor of Elohim, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. And another builds on it. But each one should look how he builds on it. That's verse 10. Verse 11. For no one is able to lay any other foundation except that which is laid, which is Yahshua, Messiah. Verse 12. If anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw. Verse 13. Each one's work shall be revealed, for the day shall show it up, because it is revealed by fire. And the fire shall prove the work of each one, what sort it is. Verse 14, if anyone's work remains, which he has built on, he shall receive a reward. Verse 15. If anyone's work is burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, but so as through fire. Gold, silver, precious stones, they're going to remain. The wood, hay, and straw will not. Got to have pure and true buildings, okay, that you build on the foundation of Yeshua Messiah. You have to be true. You have to teach the true word. Otherwise, it goes nowhere. If you go off into diversities and put your opinion in, it's not going to stand. Verse 16 of chapter 3, and you can reference 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, and 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16. That's 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 2 Corinthians 6:16. As he's speaking to the people. Do you not know that you are a dwelling place of Elohim and that the Spirit of Elohim dwells in you? Verse 17, if anyone destroys the dwelling place of Elohim, Elohim shall destroy him. For the dwelling place of Elohim is set apart, which you are. In other words, don't go off and just constantly sin. You'll destroy that dwelling place. Verse 18, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become foolish so that he might become wise. Verse 19. And for verse 19, you can reference Job chapter 5, verse 13. Job 5, 13. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with Elohim. That's this order of arrangement, okay? For it has been written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And that's the quotation from Job. Verse 20, you can reference Psalm 94, verse 11. Psalm 94, 11, verse 20. And again, Yahweh knows the thoughts of the wise that they are worthless. The wisdom of men is foolishness. Verse 21, here he goes again. So then, let no one boast in men, for all belongs to you. Verse 22, whether Shaul or Apollos or Kepha, or the world, or life, or death, or the present, or the future, all belongs to you. Verse 23, and you belong to Messiah, and Messiah belongs to Elohim. So don't get caught up in factionalism of men. Okay, all these leaders. The only real leader is Yeshua Messiah. And the rest of us are servants. That's it. Servants. Hired help. Okay? Don't put men on a pedestal. That ends chapter 3. Now, there's not a lot of notes, so I'm going to read chapter 4 here. Verse 1 of chapter 4. Let a man regard us as servants of Messiah and trustees of the secrets of Elohim. verse 2. For the rest, it is sought in trustees that those should be found trustworthy. Verse 3. But with me, it is a small matter that I should be judged by you or by a man's court. But not even myself I judge. Verse 4. Reference the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 17, verse 11. That's wisdom 17, 11. For I am not conscious of any matter against myself, yet I am not declared right by this, but he who judges me is Yahweh. Verse 5. So do not judge any at all before the time, until the Master comes, who shall bring to light what is hidden in darkness and reveal the thoughts of the hearts. And then each one's praise shall come from Elohim. Get a little drink of coffee. I got a hiccup. Oh, yes. Verse 6. And these matters, brothers, I have applied in a figure to myself and Apollos for your sakes, so that in us you might learn not to think beyond what is written, so that none of you be puffed up on behalf of one against the other. In other words, don't get your own ideas and insert them in the scripture and make yourself somebody that you're not. There's a problem with that. Verse 7. For who makes you to differ? And what do you have that you did not receive? And if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? In other words, don't take credit for what you were given. It was a gift from Yahweh. Don't say it comes from you. None of this preaching that I do comes from me. Not one bit of it. Why he called me, I am still mystified. I'm an old biker, I'm an old sinner, and he has taken me and done a work with me, and I am still in awe daily that he hasn't blasted me from my former life. But he calls not the righteous, he calls sinners to repentance. Here I am. Verse 8. You are already satisfied. You are already enriched. You have reigned as sovereigns apart from us. And I wish indeed that you did reign, that we might also reign with you. Verse 9. For I think that Elohim has exhibited us, the emissaries, last, as appointed to death, because we became a spectacle to the world, both to messengers and to men. Verse 10. We are fools for the sake of Messiah, but you are wise in Messiah. We are weak, but you are strong. You are in esteem, but we are not appreciated. Oh, they hated the preachers. And all the disciples of Christ were killed. All of them were executed, including Paul. He was beheaded in Rome years later. Verse 11. Until the present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and we are scantily clad and beaten and homeless. Oh, yeah. Verse 12. Reference Acts chapter 18, verse 3. Acts 18, verse 3. And labor, working with our own hands, Being cursed, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer. Verse 13 is talking about the disciples and the emissaries, the preachers. The true preachers today are the same. The ones that teach the truth, the ones that teach lies, well, they're rich and famous. But the ones that teach the truth, oh boy. Verse 13, being insulted, we help. We have been made as the filth of the world, dirt wiped off by all until now. That's what they account that the real preachers that preach the truth are hated among so-called Christians. Verse 14. I do not write this to shame you, but to warn you as my beloved children. Verse 15. For if you should have 10,000 instructors in Messiah, yet not many fathers, for in Messiah Yeshua I have brought you forth through the good news. Verse 16. Reference. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. And Philippians chapter 3, verse 17. 1 Corinthians 11, 1. And Philippians 3, 17. Therefore, I appeal to you to become imitators of me. In other words, be humble. Don't follow men. Follow the teachings of this man, which are all the teachings of Yeshua Messiah, because Paul was a true preacher. Verse 17. For this reason I have sent Timotheus to you. That's Timothy, okay? Who is my beloved and trustworthy son in the Master, who shall remind you of my ways in Messiah as I teach everywhere in every assembly. Verse 18. Now some are puffed up, as though I were not coming to you. Verse 19. But I shall come to you shortly, if the Master desires, and I shall know not the word of those who are puffed up, but the power. Verse 20. For the reign of Elohim is not in speech, but in power. Verse 21. What do you wish? Shall I come to you with a rod, or in love and a spirit of meekness? That ends chapter 4. You see, this is a letter. Paul's not there. He's written a letter to these people that this fella is reading. This is an epistle, okay? A writing, a letter of Paul. That ends chapter 4. Now, we're going to get into chapter 5 on the next show. These readings are so powerful. And I really love the readings of Paul. Paul is unique. He's difficult to understand at times unless you do word study. He writes so floweringly in the Greek language that it's hard to understand at times, because he uses figures of speech and metaphors and examples. And the people of the time understood what he was writing because that was their natural language. Corinth was a Greek province, the Corinthians. And the style of writing that Paul did was like they were used to, okay? It is different to us because we don't write in this style anymore. The same way, it's like reading Shakespeare. We don't use that type of English anymore, okay? It's hard writings and hard to understand sometimes with Paul. That's why I try to go slowly and explain what he's saying, because I'm not just a guy that is into Hebrew. I do the Greek as well because it's necessary. And modern Greek and the Greek they used then are two different things. Same way modern Hebrew is mostly Yiddish. It's garbage. The stuff they speak in Israeli, that's not Hebrew. Because they're not Hebrews, okay? Well, this type of Greek is a formal Greek. And it's a little difficult at times. So I need to go slow and explain things. And we're in Corinthians now. There's not many books left in the New Testament. I'm looking at a real thin section that we have to go, and then I'll be done. It's been a long road, folks. Long, long, long road. And I can't say I'm weary of it. I really have been blessed by what I've been doing. It gets difficult and I get angry at the people because they don't listen sometimes. But we're doing the best we can to serve the Master here at EFR. It's a difficult task in this day and age, and we have been assailed and attacked and all this stuff. But we do it for the love of our Master, as Paul did, going all over and teaching and preaching, and we got to occupy until the end. And that's getting closer every day. So may Yahweh bless and keep you and stay in the Word and study to show yourselves approved. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward.
You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.